This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So, they're calling it Pharmageddon, where multiple pharmacy workers are walking out the next 3 days, October 30th to November 1st. Can you blame them? I don't blame them in the very least. Workers from Rite Aid, CVS, Walgreens, we're being told all over the country are going to be walking out. It doesn't mean every pharmacy's closed. It doesn't mean you won't be able to access your medications, but it is a sign of things to come. And if you thought that the healthcare industry was strained, and our education system was strained, and our law enforcement was strained, you bet your asses that the pharmaceutical industry is strained. And how did we show our gratitudes towards the pharmaceutical companies when they were there working 24/7 during COVID? Staying open, trying to staff when other people got to be home, collecting their unemployment as well as their $600 extra week checks. How did we thank our pharmacies? We sued them. They got sued for the opioid crisis. That's what we did to thank them. And these pharmacies have had enough. They have been working 24/7 since the pandemic started. They've been having trouble staffing. They've been dealing with crime. They've been dealing with their retail stolen. And their hours, their underpay. You can finally get to a doctor after waiting 3 months to wait. But if you can't get that prescription filled that doctor wants to fill, you're out of luck. We doctors can only do what we do with the help of our nurses, help with our pharmacies, which is why we really all should be united. Well, so this walkout is happening starting today. Workers at places like Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid are protesting low pay, staffing issues. They don't feel they could safely fill prescriptions. And yes, that's a concern, especially if they're getting sued for opiate prescriptions just by doing what they were supposed to do, fill a prescription. And so if they have now all these guidelines of bureaucratic red tape to go through, they're going to need the time. They're going to need the patience. And so there's been staged walkouts before. Now there's a major one starting today going through November 1st. As you know, we're coming into flu season, COVID season, cough and cold. Some of you are trying to get your prescriptions before you go away for Thanksgiving. It's not a good time for the public. But the pharmacists have been asking for help for years, and they're not getting it. Now, you could be at risk of counterfeit drugs being sold online. Fake pills being sold online is one of the biggest industries now. And the reason why is people cannot stand waiting. They want the Amazon of pharmacies. And Amazon is starting to do this, but there are other companies that say, give us your prescription, we'll get you your drug. Well, how the hell do you know it's really Viagra? How do you know it's really a cardiac medication? How do you know it's really Xanax? And so my biggest fear is for those people saying, you know what, pharmacy's closed, I'll have to wait in a long line, I'm just going to go online. You could possibly be given something that could be laced with fentanyl. For the love of God, do not get your medications online from a source you don't know. Let me see here. Trying to think. What other pharmacies do we have? We know that Rite Aid's closing a lot of stores, Walgreens, CVS. We have fewer people wanting to be pharmacy techs. You could be a pharmacist, but you need your tech. Fewer people pursuing that as well. Also, oh my God, isn't pharmacy school expensive? Would they charge people to go to school? I mean, I'm blown away why people want to become doctors with the way it costs right now and what you get reimbursed. But trying to become a pharmacist is just way too expensive these days. And when the average person's like, well, I don't know if I'm going to have my student loans covered. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a job afterwards. Forget it. And so you just don't have that enthusiasm for it. So a pharmacy, we're being told, earns a margin of between 25% to 30% on generic medications. But reimbursement rates from pharmacy benefit managers have come down substantially. Most of the generics have come down significantly, so it squeezes the money earned by the pharmacy. So I don't know exactly how much a pharmacy makes when you get, let's say, $1.50 amoxicillin prescription. But if that's what you're paying, and the insurance company may be paying them $20, and it costs them $15 to buy the bottle, no, they're not going to be making money. You know, people got very frustrated when I stopped stocking medications and vaccines, and I would then send you to the health department. Because Medicare reimbursed me 12 to 15 cents a flu shot. It cost me more to get the flu shot, to hire the staff to do it, to get the syringes, to take on that liability. You can't do it for a loss. And I keep bringing this up, but the biggest mistake I think we ever made was going after pharmaceutical companies for the opioid crisis. If you want to go after somebody for the opioid crisis, go after the border and those allowing people into the border, such as our current administration. Because opioid deaths have gone up. The fact that we're talking about how you need to be careful buying pills online because they could be laced with fentanyl means this is a problem that has never gotten solved. Even though they sued all the pharmaceutical companies that made narcotics, they sued the pharmacies, they're going to eventually go after the doctors that wrote the prescriptions to the pharmacies. Meanwhile, pharmacy prescriptions for narcotics are going down, yet overdose deaths going up. Because it's not the prescriptions. The prescriptions might play a small part, but we have an opioid crisis. We have a drug problem because drugs are coming in. Cartel, Mexico, China. So lay off our pharmacists. Give our pharmacies what they need, because if they have to close down, we suffer. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So former President Trump was in Las Vegas. I didn't go to the rally. I didn't go. I didn't get media credentials. They didn't get media credentials, but it's okay because there was the national trap shooting and skeet shooting competition. That was going on at the same time, and so I was there. I was across town. Whenever the president does, a former president does come, or you have an event, they always want you there 3-4 hours before, and then Then I think he was supposed to speak at about 6, but they wanted everybody there by 3:30. And so it's good if you want to, you know, be able to meet him and shake hands and whatever, but it's, you know, when you got half a dozen things going on, it's kind of difficult. And I've seen him speak before multiple times in the media, being in the media square. It's nice, except when he points to the media, and he says, these guys, and everybody turns around and looks all mean at you like a mob. You're like, hey, guys, come on, man. Yeah, I'm just here to cover the news. I'm not, you know. So, you know, one thing that Trump definitely has that power is to have people on his side and to, you know, be allegiant to him. And he is still leading, very dominating the head by 27%. Points in the polls, and a new Des Moines Register NBC News MediaCon Iowa poll shows 43% of Republican caucus goers are going to choose Trump as their first choice, up 42% from an August Iowa poll. DeSantis and Haley are now tied for second place with 16%. That's a drop of 3 percentage points for DeSantis, who used to be the first first choice for 19% of caucus goers, and Nikki Haley has jumped up 10 points. I believe former Vice President Mike Pence has dropped out. And so Tim Scott was at 7%, Vivek Ramaswamy 4%, Chris Christie 4%, Doug Burgum 2%, Asa Hutchinson 1%. Ryan Binkley had 0%, and I don't know much about him. I apologize. So, you know, Trump was in town. I saw videos of some of his his speech, but this was something that somebody brought up, that there is going to be an effort to try to kick him off the ballot in Colorado. There is, I guess, other states looking to pursue the 14th Amendment path to prevent Trump from running in 2024. There's a trial this week that could set a precedence for that. Now, this is the first 14th Amendment argument to go to trial, and other states are looking to follow suit. And this is an attempt to not have Trump run, saying he tried to overthrow the government. A lawyer for Trump said that it is still not proven that the ex-president engaged in the insurrection, and went further to claim that the definition of insurrection has been bastardized since the attack on the Capitol. And so there's a one-week, I guess the one-week trial is going to be before a Denver judge, and it could allow them to keep somebody off the ballot. Now, that is, I've never seen that happen before, and maybe I'm no political expert, and you guys all know, I've just asked about it, and that's why I brought this up. But I got to tell you, you know, whether you like Trump or hate Trump, whether you feel he was to blame for January 6th, or whether you feel the public was just really angry at what went down, he keeps getting hit. They keep going after him. And we have a very confused America right now. And you have some people that say, you know, I don't know how much I like him per se, but God, it looks suspicious what they're doing. And it's fascinating to me, the psychology. I talk a lot about politics because of the psychology of it. You know, in medicine, you think all your whole life and all your patients want to talk about is medicine, but no. I've had patients straight out ask who I'm voting for. So it determines who they want as their doctor. People put politics before their health now. And so I find it fascinating when there are individuals who say, look, I didn't vote for Trump. I don't really like him. But I don't think he's wrong. Oh, that, you know, how did that thought process come about? If the Democrats had that person was on their side saying, I didn't vote for Trump. I don't like the man. But they think something's suspicious, and he's right about things. How did the Democrats fail in that messaging? And I think it's this machine gun approach of throwing every lawsuit they can. I think there's people sitting in rooms going, what could we get them on? What could we get them on? What could we get them on? And that starts to make people nervous. Because if they're going to do that to him, are they going to do that to you? These polls, I can't put a lot of stock into them because I get called all the time, who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for? There's these paid surveys online where if you do a survey, you make money. And they ask, who did you vote for or who are you going to vote for? Do you lean right or left? What news station do you listen to? I hear some jury questions. They do that. They ask, do you watch Fox News or do you watch MSNBC, CNN, Newsmax? And if you obviously hit Fox News or Newsmax, they say you're conservative. And to me, I'm in the media, I watch them all. I'm not going to say I agree with a lot of some of what's said on all of them, but everyone's trying to find where you are and where you and how you fit. And what makes people nervous, and I'm no conspiracy theorist, but I understand the psychology of things, especially with what happened in the Holocaust, and now you see all the anti-Semitism surfacing. People in a heartbeat have no problem going against Jews, even in this day and age. Then they, in a heartbeat, are going to have no problem going against Republicans or conservatives. And when people watch that their captain, shall we say, lead GOP, lead conservative, is getting hit and hit and hit. If they get him to fall, they know they're next. And somebody could say, no, 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 they're just going after Trump. They don't care about your CEO. They don't care about your coworkers. They don't care if your employee is Republican. I don't know. I can't say that. There is such, I mean, I thought this was America. I thought we wanted to have multiple parties. And we wanted to have an electoral college where everybody gets a voice no matter how small the state. And we want to have debates. And we want to have discussions. Because we make a better America when it's not a dictatorship, when it's not a fascist regime. When we have all sides checking and balancing each other. I don't think that's what Americans want. I think they only want it their way. You know, this border policy, everybody's asking, why the hell would we not secure the border? Well, because Biden is probably hoping that these people come in, will later vote Democrat. Now, that's, it's a ridiculous thought, you know, because we do have refugees, we do want to help people. But when you hear that criminals are coming over, that cartel members are coming over, that infectious disease is coming over, why aren't we doing what our forefathers did on Ellis Island and all that, where at least we screened? We made sure you had a sponsor. We made sure you had a job. We had a legal immigration policy. My family went through the legal immigration policy. I'm grateful and I support people coming to America because my father did and my grandparents did 20 years after they needed to with the Holocaust, but at least they finally got in and they were granted a visa in the 60s. They became citizens, they learned the language, they paid taxes, but here we are, you know, here we are now confused about how we handle our immigration process. And people could say, oh, no, no, well, that's not, you know, it's not hurting America. We have overdose deaths, yes, we are, and drugs are linked to overseas. We have crime. We've got to fix things. And if it's just about getting more votes, this isn't the America that I want to be in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Vice President Kamala Harris told CBS's 60 Minutes that the U.S. has no intention of sending troops to Gaza. She said the Biden administration supports Israel's right to defend itself, but also said Palestinians deserve equal measures of safety and security. The United Auto Workers Union growing its strike against GM. Shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend, the UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill assembly plant in Tennessee. The weekend before Halloween and during several mass shootings in U.S. cities that left at least 11 people dead and 76 injured. Long lines, rising sales, and crowded stores have been a scene at gun shops throughout Maine since Thursday, when stores opened for the first time since a mass shooting in Lewiston. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the memorials for Matt Perry and his work on Friends is obviously pervading the cybersphere right now. And, you know, appropriately so. There's been, unfortunately, a lot of criticism of the actor and some very poorly worded remarks that some people have had regarding his drug use. And the actor was, Matt, may he rest in peace, had been very, very open about his struggles. And we still don't know what happened in the hot tub on Saturday night. We believe, I'm suspecting it was cardiac in nature that could have been secondary to some of his health problems that he sustained in the past, such as gastric perforation, narcotic use, alcohol use. But the toxicology report is pending, and so we'll know more in the near future, but just not right now. But interestingly, I am just blown away at how people don't understand addiction. And people look at somebody addicted to alcohol or to drugs or to the internet or to shopping or to porn is a bad person. They're evil. And that we can make fun of them. And it's because people want to make fun of people. The more we get politically correct, where we don't make fun of people, the more we're going to see people into sports or into, because they just want to make fun of, you know, I don't know, the Chargers, or they just want to make fun of somebody. Well, the Chargers did pretty well this weekend. You know, Matt Perry described in his memoir what it was like, which I think was pretty a pretty good description. I've never been addicted to anything. I've never abused drugs or alcohol. However, you know, if somebody told me not to eat chocolate, you know, I think that would be really, really hard to do. Can you imagine that being 10,000 times if you have an addiction to a drug? Apparently, he had shared that he was taking 55 Vicodin pills a day at one point. Well, at the time, Vicodin had a half a gram of Tylenol, which means he was taking 25 grams of Tylenol a day. That's lethal. I think anything over 8 to 9, 55 Vicodin pills a day. He lost weight. He dropped down to 128 pounds. He had an interview with People magazine last year and said, "I didn't know how to stop." He shared this analogy of how the power of drugs and alcohol had over him. He said, "If the police came over to my house and said, 'If you drink tonight, we're going to take you to jail,' he said, I'd start packing. I couldn't stop because the disease and the addiction is progressive. So it gets worse and worse as you grow older." Now, he thought he was hiding his drug use pretty well, you know, during Friends. And Jennifer Aniston, who had been working with him, who apparently he asked out and he liked at one point, and she turned him down. But, you know, they worked together pretty closely. You know, she told him on break of filming, "We know you're drinking." And he said, imagine how scary a moment that was. He didn't want to lose his job. He said, "I should have been the toast of the town, but I was in a dark room meeting with nothing but drug dealers and completely alone." And you could tell when you watch Friends where he was struggling. Season 3 to season 7, he joked about how he doesn't even remember those. And you could tell he was very slim. And I mean, his acting was amazing. His comedy was perfection. But he struggled. He said, in terms of his cast, they were very understanding. He said, it's like penguins. Penguins in nature, when one is sick or one is very injured, the other penguins surround it and prop it up. They walk around until that penguin can walk on its own. That's kind of what the cast did for me. He said, I thought being funny all the time was how I would get through. I thought Friends was going to fix everything, and it didn't. So he got clean and sober in 2001. But he said he estimated that he relapsed 60 or 70 times over the year. This is according to his 2022 memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. He had many stints in rehab, suffered through a bunch of serious health issues. We talked about that five-month hospitalization where his colon ruptured due to opioid overuse. And he was given a 2% chance to live at one point in the hospital. And he said, I'm an extremely grateful guy. I'm grateful to be alive, that's for sure. And that gives me the possibility to do anything. So for those of you that, let's say, you know, can't wrap their head around what, you know, what somebody addicted to drugs or dependent drugs would be like, you know, this isn't exact. But have you ever tried to lose weight? And you've tried to lose weight, and you're like, you know what? I could do this. I could eat salads. I could skip the carbs, skip the alcohol. I could exercise all the time. I could do this. Well, did you stop? Did you gain the weight back? And look how easy that was. The path to relapsing is so much easier than the path of not. And so, just like with those people, like people addicted to narcotics, when they would come in asking for narcotics, it wasn't that they wanted to get high. It wasn't that they wanted to sell it. It's just the pain and the withdrawal was so flipping painful. And when I ask them, I go, why do you keep using it if it makes you sick? They go, because I'm sick if I don't use it. I got to work. I have to still function. And so we would send them to rehab. We would get them in with somebody who could help them. But the reason why our overdose deaths are rising and the reason why the illicit drug market is so high is because people, once they get dependent on them, they can't stop. The fear of pain, the fear of the withdrawal, the fear of not being able to go to work and function. You know, a lot of you as employers or managers have said the call-outs are ridiculous. These people are lazy. I think a lot of the call-outs are withdrawal. They're functioning when they work, but when they call out, maybe they didn't get the I don't think it's always laziness. And so, you know, when you read Chandler's story or Matt Perry's story, you know, and it kind of highlights, it kind of describes what some of these people are going through. Apparently, he had played a two-hour game of pickleball prior to his death. And I think he had to leave early because he was tired. He had sent his assistant out on an errand. When they returned, Perry was unresponsive in the jacuzzi. They called 911. No sign of foul play. Robbery homicide detectives are investigating his death. But can you imagine? So, you know, Godspeed. I hope he's, you know, at peace. 54 years old, still way too young. But for those of you that have a family member, you know, you know addiction all too well. You know that they're struggling. And just telling them to stop it, that doesn't work. When we say somebody who's addicted to alcohol needs help, or addicted to porn needs help, or addicted to food needs help, we're not lying. Obese people might be addicted to food. Not all of them. Sometimes it could be thyroid or endocrine. But, you know, we all can have that potential to struggle. Some of you are addicted to internet shopping. The average person doesn't want to admit they have an addiction. But for those of you that can't access your phone or a computer, what happens? You almost lose your mind. And then you quickly get access to an internet or computer. That's kind of what some of these people go through who suffer addiction. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELIA.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please keep your comments coming, your emails at drdahlia.com, Facebook, Twitter. We're taking all your notes. One message I got over the weekend, which was, I think I spoke about this Friday, where there was an employer that said only baby boomers apply and not Gen Zs. They are hiring Gen Zs. So one of our listeners had written and asked for advice on how to communicate with the younger generations because he's at his wit's end with the younger workers and the call-outs, etc. And so, you know, I'm Gen X, so if we had to kind of divide us in half, the millennials and the Gen Zs are in one half, the Gen Xs and the baby boomers in the other. But being Gen X, we understand baby boomers and millennials a little bit better than baby boomers and then the older traditionalists. And because many of us Gen Xs have Gen Zs, we understand a lot of the Gen Zs. So, you know, I think I am in a position to give some advice, but I understand it's tough. And so I looked for a little bit of guidance on how to word this, because you guys have heard me all say, you know, put yourself in their shoes, understand, you know, the type of world they're in. And that doesn't help when you're trying to run a business and you're trying to run a company. You know, and if they are calling out because they're withdrawing or they, you know, got drunk or now that marijuana's legal, they don't fear losing their job. You know, things are a little different for some of the younger generations, especially now. It's so much easier to get unemployment, so much easier to get state aid. When I was working and putting myself through school, unemployment was almost impossible to get. You had to prove that if somebody had to write down, the boss had to write down they wouldn't hire you and why, and you had to show that to them. And it was really actually easier to just get a job than to try to go through all that work and go down to the unemployment office to get that. Now things are so electronic that it's so much easier. But I saw this one article, which I thought was fascinating. It's please cease and desist 18 phrases that Gen Z wishes you'd ditch. And I think this will help bridge our generation gap. So, for example, one thing that I remember my parents and grandparents always saying was, well, back in my day, and I've used that with my kids, except I won't say back in the day or back in my day. You know, when you say back in the day, it means all other days don't matter. Back in the day, that was when things were really, really done. You lose the younger generations because today is the day for them. So, you know, when I'll always say, you know, when I was younger, you know, and not that anybody cares about what life was like when you were younger, I'll be like, you know, forgive me. It's taken me some learning because this is how we would do it then. And so, you know, so sometimes these younger generations don't understand that we were smacked in the hands with rulers if we got our grammar wrong. So, as I said, if they're talking about somebody singular and you say he and they say they, you're like, what do you mean it's only one person? They don't understand. And so sometimes I will tell younger people, you got busted if you messed up your singular and plural. And some of them would know, too, because they went through similar schooling until things changed, you know, with the way we were being more gender neutral. But whenever you go the good old days or back in the day, it means you don't like the way things are now, and it already separates you two and already causes a divide. So maybe open up by saying, look, I love how we have this. You know, I wish we had this when I was younger. You know, however, you know, I'm noticing some pros and cons. And maybe that'll allow them to listen. I know some of you are laughing, going, they won't listen. Some do. I get some Gen Zs to listen. Gen Z can't stand it if you say you're addicted to your phone. All right. Nobody likes that. I bring it up because I think we are addicted to our phones. I think we're very dependent on our phones. We're very reliant on our phones. But for those of us in industries where people are expecting to reach you at a moment's notice, I only get a 5-minute window with a media outlet, and then they move on to somebody else. So if I don't have a computer to access my email, I better be able to access that on my phone. So, yes, I check my email all the time. I check messages all the time. If labs are coming in on a patient, I need to check that. So, for, you know, telling somebody you're addicted to your phone means you don't understand that we are in a society now where people expect you to be connected. So, being addicted to your phone, you know, now, if they are not paying attention at dinner, if they're not watching a movie, if they're in church and they're on their phone, then, yeah, I think, maybe a discussion on how to have, phone holidays or phone breaks, but using the term addicted, they don't like that. Also, it's a non-politically correct term these days. Gen Zs do not like being told to get a real job. I think many of us have now realized that working from home, doing some of the things like, rating products is now a job. Now, if you tell them get a real job, they'll ask you, what are you talking about? Okay, teachers are striking, pharmacists are striking and walking out, doctors in healthcare, law enforcement are getting shot on their breaks. What sort of real job do you want them to get? So another way to maybe talk about that would be, does this job provide you financial security? And what type of job are you looking for to do that? Don't tell a Gen Z that they're too young to understand. I hated that when I was growing up. You're too young. That goes nowhere. I also don't like that one day you'll see this, one day. I don't say that, but what I have said to my kids and my students is I go, I hope you never experience what I experienced or what my friends experienced, but this could be a reality or this could be a consequence. I just want you guys to be aware, and if it does come across your path, you recognize it, something like that. People hate the term money doesn't grow on trees. This comes from Kind of Frugal. Money doesn't grow on trees. Okay, they don't like that. They know money doesn't grow on trees, but they have these financial challenges where they now have to buy a phone. They now have to pay for internet. They have to have a computer. I didn't have to do any of that. I was able to get by just, renting a room and a bed, when I needed to. I didn't have to have a whole apartment. But the financial pressures that these younger people have, much different. So I would maybe open with, you guys have a lot more expenses than we did. How you keeping up? And they might be open about, I need to get a real job. They might actually ask you what things were like in the day. Telling a younger person they need to settle down, that's a little different. The settling down is not what these kids are thinking about, where they have the husband and wife and the white picket fence and the dog and the sedan. No, that's not what they're thinking about. Settle down to them is having financial security and, being able to be in a relationship that won't later come back and haunt you. It's a much different world for them. Complaining that they're always on social media. If this is at work and you're trying to get them to work, what you could do is you could institute breaks. I know they would hate it, but, you could say, all right, all cell phones in the locker. You could do something like that. But, if they're going to want to be on their phone and not at work, that's not a good employee. They're too distracted. And you could tell them, look, we need, all eyes on this. We don't want anybody getting hurt. No distractions. Cell phones away. But, the generations are going to dislike each other. That's just what, older people are going to think they're too sensitive. They're going to think older people are too attitude. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.